The European Union veered into fresh crisis Monday after London signaled it could undermine the exit agreement with Brussels unless free trade terms are agreed by next month. In yet another twist to the four-year saga since Britain voted narrowly to quit the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government was reportedly planning new legislation to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. That could potentially jeopardize the whole treaty and create frictions in British-ruled Northern Ireland, where special arrangements had been made to avoid a hard border with Ireland to the south that could be detrimental to a peace agreement. Britain said it would honor the deal and was simply offering clarifications to avoid any future legal difficulties. But the Financial Times newspaper cited three people as saying the proposed internal market bill was expected to, quote, eliminate the legal force of parts of the withdrawal agreement, end quote, in areas including state aid and Northern Ireland customs. Prime Minister Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. EU and UK negotiators will meet in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc January 31st. The two sides are working towards a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. French President Emmanuel Macron will discuss the European Union's strained relationship with Turkey this week with Greece's prime minister, Macron's office said Monday. The two leaders will attend a Med7 summit on the French island of Corsica September 10th, along with the leaders of Portugal, Spain, Italy, Cyprus, and Malta. NATO allies Turkey and France have sharply different views on Syria, Libya, and Ankara's dispute with Greece over energy resources. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Monday he wanted to expand business ties with Russia.